last two. We'll get them. We'll get them. And then... Oh, we're recording. Okay. Well, what are you looking at? What's on your phone?
Me? I'm on Twitter. Surprise.
I just got off of Twitter. I had to get off Twitter. I sometimes find myself there, like, I'll be, like, scrolling through TikTok and then, like, catch a link on TikTok that then leads me to Twitter. And then from there, I start scrolling on my Twitter, which is just problematic. And it is not something safe to do in mixed company at all.
I mean, it depends on what the company is.
Mixed. The company is mixed.
Yeah, my favorite thing to do on Twitter is open up, like, I'll be scrolling, I'll find someone's profile who I think is attractive, and I'm like, open profile, click media, and just scroll and see what's going on in the media.
Oh, yeah. I don't read your tweets. That's me all day. I don't need to know what you think.
That usually causes problems. I don't want to have problems.
Absolutely. There's an unwritten contract somewhere that you sign the minute you expose your booty hole to the depths of the internet. And that unwritten contract says that once your booty hole is here, we no longer care what you think or have to say.
I just keep showing me
that booty hole.
I found a thread that was posted 5 hours ago. Mm-hmm. Says, has warning barricades emojis on both sides of the main phrase. Thick Dick Thursdays. Fellas, drop your dick pics. It's our time to shine. Big Dick Thread. Mm.
Let me hop on in here right quick. Hold on 1 second. Stand by.
Put the link in the comments. Yes.
Copy link.
Send that right on over. Thanks. Look at her. Look at Ari Kiki doing some field reporting for the Shade Parade.
Always. Woo-ha! He's light skinned. He is light skinned. I believe, is that what they call yellow bone? Is that incorrect? I feel like that's inappropriate for me to say.
Woo! Woo!
What is his name? This one on the right.
Sean. Oh, that's Giovanni.
It starts with a J.
Giovanni. If you open the tab and you read the names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it does say that. Oh.
Mm-hmm. The light bright. Mm. Turn off all the lights.
Albino.
This is how you put light inside. That's how you find the light inside. Mark the like and a follow.
Not this raggedy ass white penis in this thread.
Oh no.
Only got one like.
Well, hit that theme song.
Oh.
Bless you.
Are you shady?
What?
Are you shady?
What?
The Shade Parade.
This is a Shade Parade where we have all of the opinions and none of the facts. I didn't write anything for this episode, so give it up for my co-host, Ari Kiki.
And clearly she does not listen to what Kim Kardashian says and get up and go to work. Her name is Vicky Villaness.
Bitch, mama. Mama. I don't want to hear nothing Kim Kardashian has to say about getting up and going to work.
Girl. Even Courtney looked at her sideways, like, who are you?
What have we done? What have we done to be so bold?
Right. The hardest working one there is mom.
And she only got to start working after Kim got in her sex tape. Her little situation.
I mean, if that's the work, I mean, there is OnlyFans. What the?
I mean, that is work. Let's not get that twisted.
It is absolutely work. Yes, it is.
But that's not the work that Kim is doing these days, honey.
No.
Even if Kim is getting up at 5 a.m., she's getting up to go sit in a chair somewhere for 2 to 3 hours while they turn her into the most beautiful Frankenstein so that she can then, you know, sell makeup or hair care products or skimwear. Spanx.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. No. Wrong account. Fuck.
I'm sorry. And then she goes home. They take 7 pictures, and then she goes home, and I guess she washes her face? Or maybe she has someone to wash her face for her, like the King of Zamunda.
In the words of 3LW, no more, baby, I'm gonna do right.
I thought you was gonna say promiseth.
Nah.
So what are you up to?
Which one of us are you asking? The one who's posting indecent nudes on his incorrect account? Or... Because I was quick to hit media when she said, oh no, wrong account.
Oh. See, my phone's over here. I'm not paying attention. Alright, I caught
that. Did you delete it already? It said 14 seconds ago it was still up.
I can't find it. I gotta go back to my...
You want me to send it to you? Just look at your media, girl.
That's okay. Fuck it. It's fine.
It's not like
it hasn't been out there before.
Like, I'm starting to blur the lines between my regular account and the freak account. So
that's not hers.
I just found a random dick.
Yeah, you said you had a bunch of those in your phone. Your phone is a bag of dicks.
Put the dick in the bag.
Put the dick online.
We're up in New York and you're up in Boston. Has Mother Nature been temperamental and inappropriate in your neck of the woods also?
Girl, this is past 5 days. Like,
we had 20 degrees on Friday, 70 on Sunday, and now it was snowing yesterday.
Like, there was literally a period.
It was actually snowing and raining yesterday.
Yeah, we had the whole 4 seasons over the past 4 days.
Yeah, the world's coming to an end. I was on my balcony in shorts because it was warm. And then it started snowing while I was in shorts, and I just not able to comprehend what's going on.
No more.
Mother Nature's going through menopause, but you know what happens after that. No more.
It's over.
No, yeah, that's it. Play that sad violin. That is it for us.
There was a sound effect we had that was like a sad violin.
Oh, yeah, I put that one in the archives. That's okay.
Why? There are new ones in the future. It's been so relevant lately. So, I don't know. Do you want to tell me about your week or something?
Yeah, sure. What's this? Oh, I have to do that to tomorrow. Let me reschedule my calendar.
Her schedule.
Did anything happen at karaoke? Okay, yes. Okay, so Friday night, karaoke, and Katrina was hosting at the Q, which I had not been to yet. Mm-hmm. So Marvin came through with Bo, and we went to the Q. And thankfully, Mary knew not to get online because we had signed up on this Eventbrite thing. So we skipped the line because the line was ridiculously long. We get inside. It's a lot of stairs. It's not fat girl friendly.
It's not that many stairs. It's like three floors, right?
I don't know. I didn't explore the entire club.
I got to the second floor and I gave up.
I was done. Yeah. No. Is there a downstairs or what's downstairs? There was downstairs also.
I think in the bathroom. I don't know. I never went downstairs.
All right, so we walk in, we go to coat check, check our stuff. We go upstairs because we're trying to find Katrina. We don't know what room she's in or what space she's in. Apparently, like, each floor has, like, different rooms with different vibes. And so we got to the second floor. There was a small, like, square-shaped room and then one that had, like, a long hallway. It looked very, like, let's all do drugs in the corner with, like, concrete floors. It didn't look safe for someone who tends to fall a lot. So I was like, not hanging out in this room. And then we spot Katrina being escorted around the club. So that was actually kind of cute to witness. She had like a someone who worked at the club that like escorted her around. She like, I just finished performing. I'm going to go change. I'll be right back. She comes back. Me and Mary get drinks. We're chilling. They have every Twinkie go-go around. It was very, like, I'm normally into Twinkie, but, like, not this. I think it's Hell's Kitchen's Twinks. Oh. I think it's the fact that it's Hell's Kitchen's Twinks that I wasn't really featuring.
Oh.
But then they bring us bottle service because Katrina was getting a bottle as part of her payment. I pour myself a drink. I take, I think, maybe one or two sips, and I proceed to fall asleep and spill my drink on the floor.
Oh,
no. She starts falling to sleep.
Oh,
Gaza.
No.
then they took us upstairs. They asked Mary if she wanted to go dance with the go-go dancers on the main club floor. So Mary and Katrina danced for, like, one song each in front of go-go's, and I'm just standing there with my white woman dress. Half asleep with a cocktail. And then we come back down. I fall asleep again. I'm like, we can't keep doing this at the club. I don't know if you remember him in nightlife. He's a tall, skinny black guy. I think his name is Chad. Or like the Big Bad Wolf or something like that on Instagram. I've been flirting with him for years, but it's never going to go anywhere because he's not featuring me like that. But so I guess he spotted me falling asleep and he hit me with an ice cube. I was like, who woke me up? Brr. And so I was like, okay, you know what? This is it. I'm done. I didn't bring a change of clothes. So I got into an Uber, came to Jersey, knocked out. Chilled out most of Saturday until we went over to the Grizzly Kiki house to go watch West Side Story. Fell asleep within the first 10 minutes. What?
Really? What? Okay, so are you just not sleeping at all anymore?
I wake up every 2 hours.
Still?
Yes, that has not changed. I did get a call back on Sunday from my sleep study people, so I'm waiting for the insurance to approve the study. They asked me a bunch of questions, and now we just gotta wait for approval from the study, from the insurance people.
Okay.
But so yeah, I knocked out during West Side Story. They cooked us, they made popcorn on the stovetop, which I haven't seen since like the 80s. But it was cunt. It tasted amazing. I'm like, I kind of want to go back to that because it hits differently than the popcorn from the microwave.
Is it different than the popcorn at the theater?
It was similar to theater popcorn. Because you know they cook the popcorn in the back in the pots in the movie theater and then they transfer it to bags of garbage and stockpile it so it's stale. So you have to use the butter. The artificial butter.
Or they put it in that big like vat with the glass on it and the front of the thing. Under the counter.
Well, no, the one on 42nd and 34th Street, I used to stop buying the popcorn from them because they would cook popcorn days in advance and just store it in bags and then dump it in the heat. And I'm like, this don't hit the same. This back in the day, they used to do that. And I was like, this is a waste. Yeah, assholes. I don't want to pay $10 for stale-ass popcorn. But anyway, so they cooked popcorn. They also made pulled pork nachos.
Oh.
So that was cute. The girls got to meet Grizzly Kiki and Kiki with them. West Side Story was cute. I don't personally care for the storyline.
How much of it did you actually see?
I only missed like the first 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's visually stunning.
Yes, like, I agree.
Like they did really cute with the costumes and the lighting and the way the staging was all done. Mm-hmm. I'm perfectly fine with just watching them perform America and calling it a day. They also changed the lineup of the songs. The songs didn't play out the same lineup as they do in the original.
Yeah.
And kudos to Rita Moreno being an executive producer and getting herself to sing one song to make everyone in the theater cry, I'm sure. Like she's going to die. She's going to die at some point. Cherish me. It was very much that.
Beloved.
Sunday, I came into the city, met up with Trudy, a.k.a. Deborah.
Oh.
We had a bite of Dallas BBQ because I hadn't done Dallas in a minute since I moved to Jersey. Mm. And I put on all my crystals, all my bracelets that I have with stones and stuff. So when I first got there, we started talking about the jewelry of the crystals and everything. Uh-huh. I'm like, you know, you get older, you find new ways to be spiritual and believe in different things and manifest stuff for yourself. And so after the BBQs, we were walking over to Buffalo Exchange because she wanted to look at the stuff that they had to offer. And we stumbled across a crystal store. And I'm like, oh, it's a sign. We got to stop and buy more crystals. So bought a few things for the roomies. And then after that, I met up with Monique downtown for her birthday dinner. She looked amazing. She was high as a kite. She had edibles.
High as that chignon.
Yes. Yeah, that tight-ass chignon. But she looked great. It was cute. $30 a plate for pasta. And then after the split bill, it was $80 each.
It's a birthday.
I honestly, as I get older, the less I want to do group birthdays. I'm like, just take me to a bar. Y'all pay your own shit. Like,
I mean, I haven't done a celebration for my birthday for a minute, probably since 2016. If I'm thinking about it, but like, I think I would rather do like dinner or like we all agree to go like for my birthday that's coming some point in the future that is
she's
not
trying to say her 40th.
That's not what I was saying, actually. No. It's a life anniversary, actually, thanks. So, for a life anniversary, I would like to go to, like, a different country, or, like, maybe we all meet
That'd
on an
cute.
Island somewhere, maybe we meet in a mansion, like, you know, bring some shrooms, have a good time. I'm not doing no dinner. I did a dinner at 30. I did a dinner at 35, bitch. We're done eating. We're going somewhere.
Yeah, we want to have life experiences now. Life experiences together.
You don't? Yeah, there's not that much life left. Let's experience some of it. Why did that take you so hard?
Because she's out here talking about life, her life anniversary, and then she out here, like, you're going to die. You're going to die soon.
Mama, I don't want to be insensitive, but at the time of recording, how many have we lost?
Oh.
Okay, get to living, or
Rattlesnake, what I'm about to say.
You don't know.
Well, yeah, you might be depressed. You might be depressed.
She's had a rough year. Can you note that, DJ, also?
Put a Once again, rattlesnake, all of that.
Can you put a little footnote in there, DJ, so I know where to do that?
I'm aware that I was very insensitive, but that is honestly how I feel.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I think I am made of stronger stuff than some people, which is why I'm still, like,
Same.
You know, trying to get it going and all that, but
mm-hmm.
Also I am stuffed to the gills with as much weed as my lungs can handle.
coping mechanisms. Day. We all have to find different ways to do so. I love me some alcohol and some lube. Right, DJ.
Yes. I love weed and anonymous sex with random strangers. It's, you know, we all have a winter affair. Winter affair? Yes, you better have a winter formula of moisturizer.
So dinner with Monique, that was cute. And then Monday, coming off the high of buying crystals for my roommates, I jumped on catland.com. Our good friend Dakota Azrea's store.
Yeah.
Their bookstore / crystal witchcraft store. And I dropped about $110 on rocks and pebbles.
Nice. Love. Hold on.
Let me show you my new altar.
She left.
So I went to the dollar store and I bought a plate that I thought was cute. This is my little altar with all my stones.
Oh. I love it. It's like a little dish. Do you take them? Do you put one in your pocket?
Come again?
Do you take them and put them in your pocket with you and like...
No, my roommates were suggesting... Kay was suggesting that. I'm not there yet. I also have to like put little... gummy, like rubber bands, and a little post-it note on each one so I know what each one symbolizes and stands for, because I don't know them by face. They're just pretty rocks. There's pretty rocks right now. But I held them in groups. I held them in groups. I put energy into them, and then I know there's a new moon. No, there's a full moon next week, so it'll be out next week to catch some more energy. And then 2 weeks after that, there's a new moon, so I have to put her back out to catch more energy then. But yeah, so dropped 110 on that. I was gonna message Azrea before I made the purchase, but I'm like, let me just send it off, and you know what happens. Literally a minute after I hit pay, Azrea hits me up on Facebook, bitch.
Cause she can probably see the transaction as it's going through. Right. Like, and literally, so
she's like, you don't want the family and friends discount? I'm like, no, don't give me a discount. Just throw some more shit in there. So she gave me, I think a piece of turquoise is thrown in there. I have to, but I don't know what anything is because nothing's labeled.
That's so funny.
And then Monday night, I went out with Chu and his boyfriend to go see the Batman. Which
what did
I went
think
into
of the Batman. I told you I'm not going to go see this. So
I went into it expecting to be disappointed. Uh-huh. I was surprisingly entertained and very like, okay, they really did that.
Did we watch his parents die again?
No. It's okay, so for context, it takes place 2 years after Batman becomes Batman.
Okay.
It's not an origin story. You jump into it, he's already Batman. Like this, I can understand after watching it why it's 3 hours. I don't think it needed to be 3 hours, but there's so many twists and turns in the movie and it's very suspenseful. Also, influences of Saw, because the Riddler is like sick and demented. It's a dark, dark movie. It's not for kids. But there is no nudity, so that's a negative.
Well, I'm intrigued.
I mean, I also don't want to see anyone naked in the cast, honestly. Besides Zoe Kravitz.
Is there any nudity in a Batman movie? No.
Not exactly.
No, they've all been mostly kids movies.
I mean, Catwoman got like pretty like sexy, I would say. I don't know.
But she was in a cat suit.
But I really enjoyed the film. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed the film. Everything it tracks as a dark Batman or like early year storyline. And I like how they twist Catwoman's story into the film. Because she's Selina Kyle, but she's like a different interpretation of Selina Kyle.
do you think they're set? They set her up for her own series.
I would hope so, but they haven't. The way the movie ends, it could be her own series. Because she basically leaves Gotham at the end.
I mean, because if we can set up a Margot Robbie, Zoe Kravitz crossover,
They're not in the same universe.
They're both DC.
Yeah, but no, but you know how DC's doing like multiverse versions of, like, there's three different Jokers. There's like the Jared Leto, there's the ugly one. Like, there's
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. the old ugly demented one, and there's even a Joker in this one also. But like they don't reference him, they don't say it's Joker, but you can tell it's Joker
What is going on over there? DC is just messy. They're just messy. Like everything's all over the place.
I feel like they're just throwing anything at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Really trying. Well, it's crazy because they're supposed to be doing another Justice League movie, but like nothing connects. They still haven't released the Flash movie.
The Flash movie is coming out this year, according to how the... So it opens with like them introducing the universe of DC at the beginning, like as a trailer. And so they mentioned like in 2022, Flash and like the second Aquaman. I think there was something else they talked about. Black Adam,
yeah. That's the Rock Johnson one. Yeah. That's his movie.
Right, so they basically said all those would drop this year, is what the impression
was. But, like, that's the thing. So, like, they're dropping all of these movies, and I guess they're trying to create their own cinematic universe now, but...
But it's not... But you can't compare it to Marvel's, because it's not... It's not going to, because they've already had...
They've already had the Justice League movies, where they have a different Batman and a different Superman... Both of which are not coming back to the series.
Right. It's a whole different ballgame over there. But I enjoyed the film.
I would suggest
if you have the time, if you want to catch the matinee, like if you have something to do during the daytime, that way you don't have people talking and yammering in your theater or whatever. Someone smelled funky as fuck in my theater. But I was busy eating popcorn, so I don't care.
You can't mask the smell of popcorn.
Nah. I also purposely did not start eating the popcorn and soda until after the trailer started because I knew we had a 3-hour sit time and I didn't want to get up to go to the bathroom at any point because I fucked up during Endgame. I had to run to the bathroom during Endgame and I'm like, I'm not doing that again.
I just don't think I could sit through a 3-hour movie. Like, I will definitely wait for that to come on.
Like, so you can pause it when you
HBO
need to.
HBO Max or whatever.
It'll be HBO Max. No.
And it's not even to pause it to use the bathroom. It's to pause it to, like, get up and go to work. Or, like, pause it and do something with my life. It's a 3-hour movie, bitch. That's, like, 4 episodes of anything. Like, no, girl.
I enjoyed it, I will say.
I'm glad.
And then I don't recall what I did on Tuesday. I went food shopping. And then yesterday I had Block Talk with Michael.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
How was it? How was your episode?
It was fun. You told me that he does games and the games were fun. I was a tad bit shady when he named the different queens. I only with like one or two individuals. For the most part, everyone was pretty like on my good list, so I had no business talking shit. I know it was on my bad list. It's just like I just have opinions, and my opinions were vocalized because I didn't feel like censoring myself.
Funny that.
And that's about it. How was your week? I see there's less things in the background compared to you in the past few weeks.
Yeah, I've started taking things down and like packing them up and getting ready for the next thing, whatever that is.
The next phase of life.
Actually, I'm going to edit all of this out.
Make a note. I was like, let me ask him for the headliner. I mean, you know what? Let me not ask him for the headliner because I know she's busy.
Yeah, no.
Not going to happen.
I have been, I've like really spent most of my time this week working on my website during the day. And really just, you know, trying to get my shit together. Last week went bowling randomly out of nowhere. Just because it was like something to do. And then afterwards went out to like one of the many places in Boston that serve seafood. And then just got like an oyster happy hour, which was really cute.
Okay.
And then I went out to Legacy last week to see what's her face? Jasmine Kennedy.
Yeah.
Jackie Kennedy. Yeah, I went to go see Jasmine Kennedy.
The one that's dead.
And I'm probably gonna go see Deja Sky tonight.
Oh, word.
Yeah. And then I went to like, oh, it snowed here for a couple of days or like a day or two. So I went to a nearby like beach. We just took some pictures and stuff. And then went to a couple of bars here in Boston. One was named Roxanne's, which is like a really chic vegan happy hour. Well, it's not even a happy hour. It's like a vegan speakeasy where they have like all of these like really cute like vintage wallpapers. And then they have like flamingos, taxidermy heads and stags and unicorns and leopard print walls, and it was just crazy. It was really fun. And then they had all of these like themed drinks, so I had a couple of drinks there, and then went to this place called Champion, I want to call it Empire, which was a straight establishment. So I went to a straight bar and was apparently being judgy all night, but that's not what I was trying to be. But apparently that's what my energy was giving, as I was told by some of the lovely patrons.
Oh, more than one?
No, so this drunk girl just came up to me and she was like, "You are giving me sass. You are so sassy." And I was just like, "Girl, bitch, go die. Like, leave me alone."
Not this. After the conversation we just finished having.
Right. But that's pretty much been it. I've been really like focusing my energy on things and just preparing myself for like mentally preparing myself for being a bit of a gypsy for a moment. So yeah, that's everything that I've done this week. DJ, have you been up to anything interesting?
Not yet. I have some travels coming up. I'm gonna take my vacation in a couple weeks. So I'm gonna see what type of things I can get into there.
Where are you planning to go?
Another one.
So there's like three or four trips like across the next couple months. One of them is like Florida, unfortunately, but you know, I have friends down there, so.
I mean, Florida's fun.
I'm wearing a mask the whole time just to piss them residents off.
Oh.
Not me!
Yeah, I don't care anymore. I already told you I don't care.
I need to be on somebody's island because...
Yeah, seriously. We should take a trip to like Vegas or something.
That's not an island.
No, it's actually the quite opposite of an island. It is totally landlocked. It is a landlocked desert.
I mean, you know, we could take a trip, you know.
But it would be fun. Legal weed and free strippers for everybody. That's what I would run. Like, if I were to run for mayor or like president, it is like legal weed and like 40s in the hands of all the school children, and everybody gets a lap dance from a free stripper. And the strippers all get health care.
Who's paying for all this meat?
Parking tickets. That's how parking tickets work.
Okay.
We overtax the out-of-state visitors. They give us money for their parking and their bridge and tunnel fees and everything. And then we deposit that money, those drag droppings, in a stripper's plate. And then they come and do their services. Or we could also, you know, get some like mental health services or something. I don't know. I'm not running for office. I'm just
saying,
running out of time. Okay, do we want to take a break?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Sounds enthusiastic. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to do flaming topics, which are very light. Tevin Campbell unofficially comes out. Tinder says no to more swindlers. Zoe Kravitz becomes clickbait. That and your answers to our question of the week from last week. We'll be right back.
In the world at large, fuckery and shenanigans are occurring everywhere daily. In New York City, the hateful hoes who address these recurring activities are members of an elite squad known as the Shade Parade. These are their stories.
We're back.
Woo!
Yay! And we're going to do flaming topics. We're going to try to get through this before Ari starts.
Watch the Lea Michele is a Lyric video.
I'm trying to stop it. I'm sorry. I opened up TikTok to keep me awake.
I thought TikTok was your fall asleep TV.
No, YouTube is my. I put my ASMR.
That's right. Okay. Well, Tevin Campbell officially comes out unofficially. Did you see this?
We did.
I mean, you sent it to me, so.
Yes.
What's up, DJ?
Yeah, please open your mouth.
Did you see this in happening in real time?
Oh, your microphone's off.
She turned her mic completely off. She said, mic.
I just realized I did. No, I'm saying, like, we knew back in high school, and that was like over 20 years ago. Like,
I mean, I don't know if he was letting us know as this was new information. So apparently, according to this happened on like Instagram or Twitter or something.
Twitter.
On Twitter. And there was a fan who tweeted, "My mom keeps telling me Luther Vandross, Teddy Pendergrass, and Tevin Campbell were gay." Campbell responds with, "Tevin is," followed by a rainbow flag emoji and a smiley face wearing sunglasses. And it was not too long after that that someone referred to the just passed Don't Say Gay Bill in Florida by tweeting, "Congratulations, are soon to be banned in Florida," to which Campbell replied, "I'll live." So he's like, subliminally came out, I guess?
Not subliminal, just like not made an official statement.
Tevin, if you have...
The gun is inside the house! The gun is inside the house!
The call is coming from inside the house. No. Tevin, if you need help in Florida, just blink once. Just blink once.
I mean, okay.
People are gay in Florida. Okay, first of all, it's a school ban. It's not a people ban.
Don't say that's not coming next.
I don't put it past Florida, but I also love the backlash that Disney got for not coming out against it. And then Disney's half-assed attempt to like get like apologize and donate money, which is now being turned down by the organizations because it's only like 0.5% of what they make.
Oh my god.
So Disney's in like I'm like, I'm not, I don't pay for my Disney Plus. I'm not going to pay for my Disney Plus. I'm not watching it. There's nothing good for me to watch on Disney Plus until they remedy this.
I mean, I'm not.
Or Moonlight comes out.
So I have several points. Like Tevin Campbell, we were waiting for. You could have came out 20 years ago, and you would have made things so much better for a lot of us. So thanks, sis, but you've had your time. reclaiming my time. You can sit down now. The whole Disney thing, I don't think, like, Disney should be completely unfazed. Like, they're not worried about anything. They own way too much. They have more money than God, so
they'll give them a fact. I don't know. It's the fact that they were paying into the bill. That's the thing.
Oof.
And that's the messy part. It's one thing if you stayed out of it, but the fact that you're paying into it makes it really problematic, especially for people who put the gays who do gay days out there. The numerous people who are gay and that are part of their staff, which is a lot of gay people are on like Disney's.
I mean, I wanted to go to gay days at Disney this year. I was gonna bring it up and ask like the group, but I don't know. Now you know I don't better. Know. Now I don't know. Well, how do you feel about Tevin Campbell's subtle coming out story?
Good for her, girl.
I mean, we all arrive on a different time, I guess, but
I mean, I'm sure she's been yacked out plenty before.
It wouldn't have even been like she didn't even have to come out at the height of her popularity. Like the early 2000s would have helped. Like when we knew that there was no chance of Can We Talk Part 2 or I'm Ready Again, she could have just been like, okay, girls, just so you know, I'm family and I'll be at the next Pride Fest.
When I was rocking those braids.
Like girl, you could have been what Todrick Hall should be.
Oh, you're giving her way too much credit. You're giving both of them way too much credit.
What do you mean?
I said what I said.
But I don't know. Whatever, girl. We'll keep it spinning. Tell me what you want me to do. So, did you ever see that show Tinder Swindler, or have you heard about it?
I've heard of it. I refuse to watch it.
I mean, it's not at all for me. I don't really care. I don't think I would get scammed by some, like, Tinder person I was dating. But who knows? Well, Tinder is now allowing its users to do background checks on the people that they match with.
This sounds problematic and messy.
I mean, I think this is a good idea only because ladies who use Tinder have a tendency not to return home with their heads. So just to cut all that out, no pun intended, we're just going to do a little background check to make sure that you're not like a sex offender or like...
You sound like everyone's mom. She's like, you know, like, you're gonna die if you talk to someone on the internet.
No,
how many people do you actually know who have been taken? How many people do you actually know?
No,
not stories on Dateline, not 2020, not the Tinder Swindler, Potato Scooper, whatever.
woman stabbed to death by her Tinder date who tracked her one day ago.
I asked you, how many people do you actually know that are on the back of a milk carton because of someone that they met on Tinder?
I mean, I know plenty of bitches who have met niggas online and just ended up getting stabbed and gutted.
What about Christian Mingle?
Lies. Lies. You're full of shit.
No, I know plenty of girls who got stabbed and gutted. Trust me, I was a part of some of them. But
when you say stabbed and gut. Never mind. Go ahead. Continue.
She means something else, and she really needs to wear, watch her phrasing on any recorded device. Because I understand what you mean now, but that's not the context we were discussing it in.
That's what I'm at. But no, there's. I'm saying that we have seen time and again that there have been.
We have heard stories.
There. I mean, yeah. There have been stories. What the fuck do you mean? What do you mean? What do you think that just be- you think these stories are like people are making these up? Do you think Grindr is actually flipping news to New York Post, telling them that their women are getting stabbed everywhere every time they go on a date?
I think that the percentage of people who disappear due to Tinder and all the other apps is so small in comparison to people who just ghost you, and people who know how to use the apps properly and are not totally naive.
There is a whole ass show where some catfish. Random nigga. There's catfish one. There's that, but there's a whole ass show called The Tinder Swindler where some guy just swindled money from a bunch of women. Like, just took them for their money, and like,
I think like, the background check is a smart move, but I also feel like it's going to be messy for some reason.
I mean, I think it's definitely going to be like, if you're...
And I feel like it has to go against some kind of policy that they're not...
No, not if you put it, make it a part of your like terms of service or whatever.
Right, but that wasn't the case when everyone signed up years ago.
You can't stab people. No, then they update their terms of use. You've seen that happen in apps where they just like update it and they won't let you use the app until you agree.
Right.
There's a bunch of stories. Like if you literally just Google Tinder and Google Tinder and Florida, bitch, put those two words together and watch what happens.
Florida is bound to be a toxic combination.
But I mean, I think this is a good idea that you're able to at least do some sort of a background check. I mean, if you are not Googling the person that you are about to be secluded and alone with for a moment, then like you did not do your homework. But
also, how many people use their real names sometimes on social media? Like they don't always use them.
Also
real
that. So I think this background check would help like mitigate some of that. Like we could get some of the crazy people out. There's definitely going to be the people who are out to deceive and con people and are definitely like find ways around that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think a background check is nice. I think Grindr actually is going to do the opposite of a background check, and anytime you sign up, you are actually not allowed to use a face picture. Headless torsos only.
Well, I know that. I think it's Scruff and Jack now give you the option to verify your account, so that you can prove that you're actually who you are. You have to like take photos of yourself mimicking poses.
Yeah, one is like jerking off two guys. The other is like pretending to jerk it off in your mouth.
Those are not the poses.
This is how you get verified. These are the poses how you get verified. I know.
Yeah,
this one is like looking back at the camera while you hold it open. So Zoe Kravitz says that all of those clickbaity articles about her not getting the role for The Dark Knight Rises were just that, clickbait. She said that she was misquoted and that she actually said that someone referred to her being cast as them not wanting to go in an urban direction. And she said that she never auditioned for the role of Catwoman.
She wasn't allowed to audition. But she wasn't auditioning for that role anyways. It was a different character from what it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like she was auditioning for some...
She was trying to audition. She wasn't allowed to audition.
Well, she didn't get to.
There was a lot of, like, wording issues with this statement, with this article clickbait situation.
Yeah, it was a game of telephone.
Yeah. Well, that usually is the media nowadays.
Everybody got it wrong. And she, I'm sure that Christopher Nolan, the director of The Dark Knight Rises, was like, can you get your people? Because they are in my inbox calling me a racist. And girl, I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know you auditioned.
Oh, speaking of
didn't even know you were in the room.
Speaking of people in your inbox, did you watch the UK versus Drag Race world show?
Mama! Mama! What is that? What is that? Can we talk about that?
It was such a waste of my time.
I mean, I'm glad I get to see drag queens on TV doing their thing. Like, I'm glad we got some looks. Blue really did her thing. So, you know, snaps and congratulations to her.
Spoiler. I personally was like, y'all really flew out there for pins and a chance to cameo on a song. Okay, I mean, they got paid per episode a certain amount, but then they were also given supposedly money to spend on costumes, which I don't believe is true, but I could be mistaken. Because, well, if that was the case, Jujubee ran with that money and did not go shopping.
Jujubee took that, she took that money and went back to the United States. She said, this is my prize money.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
This is my annual salary, bitch. This is how I make ends meet. Okay. So who were you rooting for?
Well, from the beginning?
Who were you rooting for to win? Yeah.
The very beginning, I was rooting for Jimbo.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Mohart at the beginning before the season started. Yeah. And then once the season started, I was like, okay, Jimbo and maybe Bagga.
Mm.
Then Jimbo got sent home. So I was like, all right, well, Pangina is kind of interesting. And she's a and pretty boy in drag.
Mm-hmm. I would touch it.
Then they sent her home. It was just a really messy season.
I mean, I liked it that it was gaggy and cutthroat and just cunty.
But there was no money. And there's a different set of stakes when you have money on the line.
Well, let's talk about what they actually won. Let's talk about this prize. Let's talk about the RuPaul Mega Mix.
The champion Mega Mix that dropped today. Using the clips from the season.
No, it's
clips from the music video, the lyric music video. It's just it's every lip sync. It's anytime that Blue is on the stage, is what that is.
She put a keynote slideshow together and edited like some words that fly in on Camtasia that are on fire, and then sang a song that mark my words that this time either next week. Or next month, this same fucking song will be released without Blue on it. Where RuPaul will collect all of her proceeds, and not a portion of it will be donated to charity.
First of all, as you mentioned, it is a mega mix of some of RuPaul's songs. I promise you, RuPaul did not go into a studio for this. They literally just took the vocals from past recordings and mash them up.
Oh, so you don't even think that they pulled out the build a studio on the end of the runway and made her stand up and do that?
Yeah, maybe they had Blue do that, but not Rue.
My boyfriend was like, "Well, at least she got a trip to LA." I was like, "Where?"
Right.
She had to fly out and record the track.
Show me a video.
They gave her
phone.
They gave her ear pods. And TikTok and said, girl, do what you do best.
Go on ahead and submit these vocals via Skype.
Nice. Just record it on TikTok and save it in your drafts. That's how we'll get it.
Mass.
Also, that brings us to the question of, are you going to buy the song? Are you going to spin the song? Are you going to stream it?
That's not a valid question. Get the fuck out of here with that question. Ain't no one buying that song. Those charities are going out of business thanks to this track.
I want to know what charities, I want to know what disenfranchised charities these proceeds were supposed to go to.
She was trying to split this between two charities. Not one penny. I'm a mess.
Dead. This is so funny. I mean, maybe this song will do really well. And here, I'm going to look on Spotify and I'm going to see how many plays it's gotten so far. Champion.
You have to make sure it's the number one.
Champion Mix, Rue X Blue. Oh my god. It has... I've never seen that before. I've never seen where they don't put the play count. I've never seen where they don't put the play count next to the song.
Well, the play count isn't going to affect the actual sales.
I say it every season.
A hero.
I say it at the end of every season. She is a supervillain. RuPaul is a supervillain. And I don't know why we keep pretending that she is anything other than a supervillain.
Mess.
Okay, that brings us to the end of Flaming Topics. Oh, Pete Davidson has a bar in Midtown? Mm-mm. Oh, Amanda Bynes is getting out of her conservatorship.
No, you're speaking ahead.
And you heard about Ryan Coogler, right? And that whole, like, bullshit in Bank of America. He tried to take out $12,000 from his account. They called the cops on him.
Bank of America, why?
See, I'm not going to say nothing crazy about Bank of America because they currently have all of my money, so... Ari, do you have any answers to our question of the week from last week?
Yes. So the question last week was, what do you foresee for season 3 of Euphoria? And we got a few answers. Michael Blocktalk, who I will be a guest on their podcast in the next few days, said, Lexi's Play, the sequel.
Hmm.
Then Mr. Melkiki said a time jump. Idolization said drugs. That's all I got.
A time jump? If they were to do a time jump, where would you... where would they
probably
be?
Like 4 or 5 years, depending on whether or not she recovered.
So like in college at some point?
Yeah.
Ooh, so like grownish, but Euphoria, you know?
Sure.
Do you have a question of the week for us for our last question that we will ask for?
Yeah, for the near future. If and when we do come back, what do you want to hear us discuss? And do you want us to come back?
Yeah. Do you want more Shavery? Should we come back? And if we come back, what should we talk about? What should our topics be? Should we change the show entirely? Should we just be a YouTube podcast?
Should we
be Trixie and Katya with less followers? No, that's just Bobby
Monet. More pigmentation?
Yeah, that's Bobby Monet.
Well, me and you are like, we're both lighter than Bobby Monet, so... You're lighter than Bob. I'll say that much. And I'm definitely lighter than Monet.
Is that your question?
I said what I said.
Okay. that brings us to the end of the episode. You know that you can always reach out to us at Shea Parade Pod on both Instagram and Twitter if you'd like to chime in on our question of the week. And be sure to check out our merch at shop.shaparadepod.com and our website, shaparadepod.com. And we'll be back next week one last time. Well, one last time for now. We'll be back for sure. Especially once she gets like her little apartment and stuff set up and like, you know.
Can we talk for a minute?
We can't. No, we cannot.
We've been doing this too long.